I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired. Like, I don't even want an introduction, man. I'm just tired. I'm tired of talking about this shit over and over and over and over and over again. I'm tired of talking about all these hashtags. I'm tired of talking about all these deaths that we see. I'm tired of talking about cops getting called on black people just for living, just for being at the park, at going to the gym, of going to Starbucks or whatever. I'm tired of all this shit, bro. Like, how long have we been seeing this shit on social media where there's police brutality, where there's racist white folks calling black people nigger or whatever? Or how many times have we seen when people are getting the cops called on them just for living? Like, bro, we see this shit every single month. We see it all the time happening, and all we do is talk about it. All we do is talk and say, oh, rest in peace to George Floyd, or rest in peace to whoever has died, man. Like, there's been way too many deaths for me to even keep counting at this point. But yet, all people want to do is talk about it. And don't get me wrong, talking about it is really something that needs to be done. Like, I feel like the conversation isn't talked about enough, while there's other races that feel like conversation can't be that's the only conversation that's talked about. But just like the title says, man, COVID-19 has stopped everything else but racism. Like, even, and this is how fucked up this shit is, bro. This is it. And this has nothing to do with black people or anything like that, but just the mere fact that when this shit started, that y'all were treating Chinese people, Chinese American Asian people at that, y'all were treating them so differently. And I'm saying y'all as in just the general world population. I'm not saying it as a group of people or anything like that in this instance, but I'm just saying in general, like, there was, like, my friend, one of my homies, Jasper, he was telling me that how, like, people were really, like, looking at him weird and stuff like that because he's Chinese. He's Chinese American. He has nothing to do with that shit, but yet people were really looking at him as if, oh, most likely you have the coronavirus because the coronavirus came from freaking China and shit like that. I'm like, anyways, let me not get distracted though, but honestly, like I said, man, I'm really just sick and tired of having the same conversation. Like, how we could talk about this all we want, but action speaks louder than words. Action speaks louder than words. And I'm not saying that I agree with the riots or anything like that. I'm not saying that at all. But if you guys just take this piece of history, for example, the Boston Tea Party. And the reason why I bring that up, because I know that every single person who has gone to high school in the United States has learned this education, or they've learned this in school. So you can't say that this is false, because you all learned it in school. What was the Boston Tea Party about? The Boston Tea Party was when a whole bunch of white people went on two ships and dumped a whole lot of tea into the Boston Harbor because they were getting taxed and they were rioting, just like how there's riots going on in Minneapolis right now. They're rioting so that they could protest the taxes, and they're demanding social justice, or they're demanding equality and stuff like that. When that was going on, I don't think anybody was calling those guys thugs, but I think that they sure as hell made a point with dumping all that tea. They hit the business people where it hurt them the most, in their pockets. So when these riots are going on and stuff like that, I could only sit here and be like, well, as much as that's not the approach that I would have taken, it could be an effective way of trying to get someone's attention. Because, like, how much longer are we going to really try to keep asking for a sentence in a society or in a government that was built upon keeping us oppressed, black people? This is a question I'm asking y'all. Like, how much longer are we, like, I totally believe in coexisting with other races and all that stuff. Like, my best friends growing up were Mexican, Korean, Black, White. I had a whole bunch of different friends growing up. Especially when you're from LA, that shit, it comes easy because LA is one of the most diverse places in the world. But what I'm trying to say is that it's like, how much more can we tolerate this shit? Because no matter what we do, there's some idiot that always tries to come up and tries to justify any type of situation. Like, let's say, for instance, when a cop gets called on us just for being at a park, they're like, oh, well, maybe that the reason why Susan or whatever, or freaking whatever, whatever white name you want to give to these people, but whatever that they did, they should have just complied with them. Why should we comply with them in the first place? Why do we have to comply to them when we aren't in the wrongdoing? If we're not in the wrongdoing and we get blamed on something, why should we comply? Or another thing, if we're just chilling, not doing anything, then we're getting freaking, like I said, we're just doing, minding our business, and then we're getting the cops called on at a freaking Starbucks. This happened a while back. And we have the cops get called on us, and then we get kicked out of that Starbucks because we were hanging out there just like how everybody else was. Why do we keep looking for acceptance? If we go on jogs, if we're going on jogs just recently, if we're going on jogs and then we're getting shot down, the shit is getting recorded, and then the cops don't do any type of arresting until 2 to 3 months after, once the recording that was made went viral on social media. Why do we keep looking for acceptance? Why can't we just make our own? I don't know. I feel like a lot of people don't even care about the shit that goes on, because they only care about it for 1 week, and then next week they worry about something else. Because if I'm not mistaken, like literally 2 weeks ago, and I'm just as guilty. Well, not really, because I talk about this shit a lot more than people would think about. But I'm pretty sure just 2 weeks ago, we were just talking about Tekashi 69 and how he's a rat and all that stuff, and how he broke the record on Instagram Live. I'm pretty sure that's what the internet was buzzing about, like a couple weeks ago. Then a couple weeks before that, we were all concerned about this whole pandemic. I haven't seen anything. I've only seen like a couple things COVID-19 related ever since this whole George Floyd thing happened, and especially ever since I'm gonna be honest with you guys. The dude that was jogging and shit like that, I've already forgotten his name. And I literally just recorded something last week talking about it. And I'm like, no, I can't talk about that because I have something different that I want to say rather than what I was intending on posting for a podcast. I don't even know his name. That's how often this shit happens. Like, this shit is so common. It happens all the time. And it's filmed all the time that I don't even remember the guy's name anymore. And that's no disrespect towards him, but guess what? All I have to do is Google his name, and then boom, I could act like I want to care. But at the end of the day, I don't think people really care about this shit. Because it's one thing to talk about it and say that you care about it, but it's another thing to actually show that you care about it. It's another thing for you to plan or have a plan in action to show that you care about it. And it gets proven a lot of times, day in and day out, that we don't care. Like, you know, one of the people that I was talking to my wife about this the other day, one of the people that I really respect, that she doesn't get enough attention towards this as much as she should, Kim Kardashian. She literally does shit about this. Like, look at, although it might be pick and choosy who takes care of, which is obviously in every single situation there has to be choosiness or stuff like that, but she talks the talk and she walks the walk. That's one of the very few people, and even one of the few people that I'm surprised that actually does it, but she actually backs up what she says. She actually fights for social injustice and everything like that. And I'm like, yo, kudos to you, Kim Kardashian, because that makes me fuck with you the long way. You feel me? But when we talk about people like, and this is no disrespect. This is no like, oh, fuck you type of thing. But then when it comes to people like, who's a good example I want to give? Like, when it comes to people like LeBron James, huge name, pretty sure this podcast will probably never reach his ears or anything like that. But when you talk about people like LeBron James, he talks about like the whole I can't breathe thing, or like for when back in 2016 when Eric Garner, I don't even know his name. That's how many people die on social media, and people fake care and say that, oh, rest in peace to this person, rest in peace to this person, jog for this person. Like, y'all won't care about it. Y'all are not gonna care about it next month. Y'all really won't care about it like how y'all care about it right now. I promise you, because there's gonna be another person who's gonna end up dead on some bullshit, and then he's gonna be what's trendy. Like, I'm pretty sure I've talked about police brutality, and the same thing as Cardi B. Cardi B has said something on her social media page, and I was like, she has a point. I'm pretty sure I've talked about the same thing more than 6 or 7 times. Not as in detailed form as right now, but I'm pretty sure I've mentioned something about it on my story or on my Facebook, I mean, on my Instagram page or anything like that. But how long are we going to really talk about it before we start to do something? Like, LeBron James, he talks about it. He shows his voice and everything like that. But what does he do? Or what is he doing? He might have something in place. I don't know. But what is he doing to change this? To change the whole police brutality thing? Because that's when he seems to speak out the most about. So I'm like, all right, you're talking about it. What are you going to do about it? Type of thing. But I know that he is doing something to change it in the future, because that's something that we all need to look towards. We need to stop looking towards the past and everything like that, and we need to look towards the future. Him creating that school, that's something he did majorly for the future. That is going to have a huge impact 20, 30 years from now down the line, and I wholeheartedly believe that it's going to have a huge impact on the black culture as a whole. But one thing I want to ask is for those who do the hashtags and all that stuff, rest in peace to whoever person is headlining. What would you do to change the future outcome of all these things that are going on? Like, when you talk about the whole, like, oh, police brutality, what would you do to change the future, the overall future? What would you do to stop the police brutality? What would you do to what would you do to stop the cops getting caught on us and being and us black people being accused of threatening somebody's life when we're just chilling? What would you do to stop the hatred towards darker skin in general? Like, because everybody's quick to say, oh, rest in peace this person, or they seek justice or anything like that. But let's say that if you had the ability to really change shit in the future, what would you be doing right now, or what would you be planning on doing right now to prevent any of this happening 10, 20 years down the line? Because those are the questions that should have been asked in the 90s, so stuff like this in the 2020s don't happen. And so and you see, this is why I say that this conversation isn't talked about enough. Because if this conversation was talked about more than what it actually is, then I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be still having the same, literally the same type of shit that's happening to us that was happening 60, 70 years ago, 80 years ago, hundreds of years ago. if the conversation was really talked about and there was actually progress, not just people being like, oh, well, more white people get killed than black people per year type of shit. If there was actually progress in the conversation that we have about this, then I'm pretty sure stuff that's happening in 2020 that was happening in the 1950s, 1940s won't be happening. But anyways, I might be wrong about that. But I mostly blame us. I mostly blame black people for this. I really do. Like, most of my blame goes to black people. And again, I say this. Why are we so eager to try to gain acceptance from a society or from a government or from an infrastructure that has been built against us from the start? And pure example, perfect example, you guys, I'm not posting shit. Y'all can go do your own research. But I'm not posting any links and articles on this. It's more of a rant than anything, or me trying to just get across one or two other black folks so that they can reach another two or three black folks, and then those two or three black folks can reach another two or three black folks, and that's just how the cycle goes, right? When you just look at when this whole COVID-19 thing was going on, there were guys in New York, right? Black guys that they were getting arrested because they weren't following social distancing or anything like that. While versus on the other side of town, you see the exact same, like, you see white people doing the exact same thing, but yet they're not getting harassed by anybody. And everybody's just chilling. So it's just like, I don't know the full story about that. I'm not gonna lie, I do not know the full story about that, but from based on what I have researched and what I've seen, that's what it was. Because when you look at the police report, that's what it said. That, oh, they were not following social distancing guidelines, therefore they got arrested. Don't know how valid that statement is, though. But still, when you see shit like that, why do we still want to, like, try to gain acceptance or try to gain equality from stuff like that? Why don't we just go and create our own? Why don't we just try to teach our own, create our own, and be in our own communities? Because, I mean, racists, what do they like to always say? Oh, go back to Africa or shit like that. Why not? Like, as much as I'm pretty sure there's people that disagree with this statement, we were brought here forcefully by white people. If we were brought here forcefully, and if we have the opportunity to go back, why don't we just go back and go create our own? Or even just be on our Tesla Oklahoma shit and create Black Wall Street again. Which I'll go into that. I'll go deeper into that later on. But it's just like, it's crazy, because every time someone of my skin tone, they die, is like, you just hear the same thing over and over again, dude. And you literally hear the same argument over and over again. Oh, well, more white people die from police brutality than black people die. Put that into context. The white population in the United States of America is 3 to 4 times as bigger as the black population. If white people get killed by cops more than black people do, sure, but I would expect that to happen because they have 3 times more of the population. But then when you look at the prison system and see that 75% of the population is black people, then what does that really tell you? You can't equalize that. You really can't. I mean, it's just really bizarre to me how that's sometimes something that, like, you want to bring up. I mean, in 2019, what was the number one killer in 2019 young black males, let me be specific, young black males, was from a cop. just last year, that was the number one, that was number one killer, death by a cop to young black men. Again, I ain't posting shit. You can go look up, look that shit up yourself. But it's just, when you see shit like that, and then you hear a comment saying that, oh, white people get killed more than black people. And it's like, bruh, like, what are you really trying to say? Feel me? Another thing that you hear a lot, oh, if a cop is trying to arrest you, then you should stop resisting. We've done that. Yet there's still cops, there's still people getting killed by cops, even when they're not resisting. George Floyd, perfect example. And I've just read something that I'm keeping my eyes on. It's pretty interesting. Don't know the validity of it, but I might have like a little story, like a little session of my story explaining what I saw. Is about the autopsy of what they found, but it's just like, he wasn't resisting. He was already handcuffed. He had two other policemen that were on him. Like, how many police officers do you need just to subdue one person? I get it if it's Superman type of shit and he could handle like 75 people, but having four or five people just for one person, that kind of seems like overkill to me at some point in time. But hey, what do I know? And then another thing, when they say that not all cops are bad, let me ask you this question. If you go to a rich community and a poor community, what community do you think they're going to have a good education system? What community do you think is going to have the best after-school programs? What community do you think is going to have a better trained police task or anything like that? The richer community, because they have more accessibility and they have more money to be able to pay for more accessibility if it's needed. Versus if you go to the hood and stuff like that, you don't even see after school programs anymore. You don't even see good cops trying to like really be in the community and helping stuff out or being peaceful or anything like that. You only see the bad. You see mostly all the bad. You don't like, there's nothing good in the hood except for the food. I don't know. Except for the adversity that you face, that makes you stronger in the end. If you want to say that, but you just have to really think of it that way. If the cops are being better trained, and like, because I guarantee you, Beverly Hills PD and freaking, no, let me say that. I'm pretty sure that the cops that are trained in Beverly Hills are definitely not the same cops that are trained for down in Compton or in Inglewood or anything like that. I'm pretty sure there's a difference. And if there isn't, then I don't know what to say. But the point is, the whole thing when they say, oh, not all cops are bad, if there's a certain cops that they're all in the same system, they're all in the same system, and they're still defending each other despite all the bad things that go on, then, bro, at the end of the day, it's not the cops that are bad, it's the system that's poison. It's the system that's poison, which obviously is poison for us. I mean, here's a good example, man. Like, just look at this. School shooters or people who burn down churches or anything like that. We've all seen this happen throughout the years, right? But yet, every single one of those guys, they've came out alive. Or they didn't even get any type of excess force or anything like that. So when I see stuff like that, and people like actually multiple people got murdered or anything like that, and versus somebody who didn't even do anything or even commit anything relatively close to that, and then they get treated so absurdly, it's kind of like, you see what I'm trying to say, right? you could say it's the media portraying a type of image or anything like that, but at the end of the day, it's still happening. It's been happening. It's just now being recorded more. So it's like, but like I was saying, we need to go back into our Tulsa, Oklahoma shit, man. We need to really go back to our, oh, we're creating Black Wall Street. We're creating our own communities so that we won't have to deal with, like I said, we won't have to deal with police brutality and stuff like that. But same thing that happened back in Tulsa, Oklahoma is one thing that I always am fearful of. And for those who don't know what I'm referring to about Tulsa, Oklahoma, you can look it up. But Tulsa, Oklahoma was a very well black community that prosperous black community that happened back in the early 90s. I want to say like 1940s, 1950s. I'm not 100% sure on that, on the date, but I do know that it happened in the early 90s. And I'm stupid. I'm saying early 90s. I mean early 1900s. But like I said, it was a very striving community and everything like that. But what had happened was the government ended up bombing Tulsa, Oklahoma. Like literally airplanes soaring on the sky, dropping bombs on it. And when you really look at it, there's no reason why they needed to do that. When you really look back and see any reason why that happened, there was really no reason for them to have done such a thing. And there was this one dude that I knew that he actually lived. He was like about 13, 14 years old when that happened. And he blatantly says it. And he said, and I'm pretty sure everybody says this in the black community, it was just the government that was trying to make sure that black people didn't prosper. And when you look at all these people that, like, they get these type of, what's the word I'm looking for? I remember that. I really do. I'm forgetting this word that I'm trying to think for. Damn, okay, I need to look this up because it's going to bug me. And it's such a simple word. Once I find it, people are going to be like, wow, you were struggling on that. Wow. Reparations. There you go. I can't believe I didn't think of that word. But anyways, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, reparations. And it's just weird to see how, like I said, you see that there's certain Jewish families that they get reparations from the United States government. You see that obviously the natives of the United States, they get reparations, which they rightfully should get. Like, you see that there's 8 people in the Asian community that they get reparations. And these are all things that if you look back in history, you can see that these are laws that are actually placed. And when you see stuff like that, they're still getting reparations to this day, then black people ask for it and be like, well, you guys brought us from a country, from like a whole different continent here, and you enslaved us for hundreds of years, let us go and not gave us anything. Don't you think that they deserve reparations as well? And then we always get told, oh no, well, we can't afford that. But then this pandemic happens, and then we see the type of money that gets flown to everybody. So it's just kind of like reparations. No, we're not going to get that. Nobody's going to give us any reparations or anything like that. So again, why are we still trying to gain acceptance from a society that's clearly showing us time and time again that they don't want us to be on equal playing field? It's just kind of beyond me at this point. And I'm gonna say something towards the end so that I can see who actually like cared to take a listen. But it's kind of like, I always say this, 90% of white people are the devil. 90%. 10% of y'all who, that's a huge number. 10% of y'all, I really fucks with y'all. There's a whole bunch of white people that I really fuck with. There's a whole bunch of white people that I've known from my past that even to this day, I'm pretty sure if I went up to them, I'll still fuck with them. Because I know that not everybody's I know that not everybody's racist. Same thing with Asians, same thing with Mexicans. I know that not everybody's racist. But when we talk about the common majority, especially for white people, y'all motherfuckers, I don't know. Y'all just wild to me. Like, and there's this thing that people say that, oh, I don't see color. That it really is like, how can you not see color? You have to see color. You have to see that. As long as there's a difference between night and day, there's always going to be that factor of black and white. As long as there's a difference between good and evil, there's always going to be a difference between colors. Like, saying that you don't see color, it literally makes no sense to me. But when you say that, oh, I see you as a fellow human being, that sounds like something that's way better to hear. Because we are all human beings. We all bleed, we all have a heart, we all have livers, we all have legs, we all have arms. We're all human beings. So if you say that, oh, I see you as a fellow human being, rather than saying that, oh, I don't see color, that's just, in my opinion, that just seems so much better. But like I said, man, I'm just tired of having to talk about this, the same thing over and over again without there being any type of actions that follow behind it. The rioting, like I said, hey, I don't agree 100% with it, but if you look at the past, you point blank simple, you have to destroy before you elevate. You have to destroy before you elevate. Any type of true elevation that goes higher, there is destruction before that happens. Because it takes pressure to build diamonds. Like I said, I'm putting this at the end of the podcast so I could just see who actually listened to what I said and didn't just take things out of context, because that's what the internet loves to do. I fuck with a lot of different races of people. I really do wish that society, we could coexist as one another. My wife is white. Like, does that not explain anything, how much I like equality, or I don't even care about what skin tone you are or anything like that? But I always tell my wife, I would have never imagined myself being married to a white person. I still stand by that fact to this day. I'm pretty sure that if I would have never met my wife, I would never have gone with a white person. But when I say that I want to see everybody who's black winning, it's not saying that I don't want to see anybody else win. I want to see everybody win. But I want to see black people win more, because I know about the struggles that we face every day. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, when I was younger, I'm never afraid to talk about my past or anything like that. Before I was actually arrested for something that I did commit in the past, I've been arrested twice just because I fit a description when I didn't do anything. First time I've been arrested was when I was 16 years old. Yep, first time I was arrested was when I was 16 years old. I was literally just walking down the street. I just got off of school. I got arrested because they said I fit a description of somebody who robbed a liquor store. I just got off of school, literally a couple minutes ago. I showed them my ID and everything. And they even went back to the school and asked, oh, was I here? And they confirmed, yes, I was there. Still what happened? Ended up going to jail for a couple hours. Like, just that example as is. Or just another time, I was, and this happened with one of my exes. I was just driving in her car. I was on my way to school. I got pulled over. What did the cop say? He said, oh, well, I ran your tags and I noticed that you aren't the owner of the vehicle. I said, yeah, this is is my girlfriend at the time. It's her vehicle. And then he's like, oh, do you have any proof to show that? I'm like, I can call her for you and you can FaceTime and ask her. But other than that, I don't know what else I can do for you. I got arrested for that. A couple hours later, ended up getting out. And I missed the test that I was supposed to take. And so, when shit like that happens, it makes you just think, like, is there something wrong that I did? Or, like, what's real good? You feel me? And so, like I said, it's not that when I say that, oh, I'm wishing everybody who's black success, or I want to see whoever's black winning. It's not that I don't want to see anybody else win it, but I want to see us win more because of the diversity that we face worldwide. Because it's not even just, this isn't just shit that happens in America. I've been around the world, right? And even in Africa, you see this shit. Even in the motherland, you see that there are people, just because they have a lighter skin, they feel like they're better than you. Seeing shit like that is not a good feeling. Just because someone has a lighter skin tone than you, they think that you're better than them. And that's why light skinned black people and dark skinned black people, there's always been confusion. Because the light skins, when you look in the past, what happened? Light skins, they stayed in the house. Dark skins, they stayed outside to pick cotton and shit like that. That shit still abides to in the African American community. Not even the African American, in the black community, because that shit happens in Africa too. We just have to stick together and create our own. I'm gonna say this one more time. I'm tired of talking about this shit. This is probably gonna be one of the last times I talk about it, unless I'm really about that life. Because I have my plans that I've made, and those who know, they know the plans that I've made. And those who don't know, then, hey, it is what it is. Once the action gets placed, then you'll say that, oh, this is what he was talking about. But if you don't have a plan for it, but yeah, you keep talking about it, and not trying to find a solution, then what's the point of talking about it? Especially if you're only going to talk about it for 1 week or 2 weeks, and then the next week, when the next latest thing that's trending pops up, you talk about that more. I'm just tired of it all, man. But anyway, I'm done. I'm done for the day, man. This is your boy, ABK. I'm out. Deuces.